This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
9:20 on the Monday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. Rich Jones, Christine Bellino, Benjamin Fritkus behind the camera here on this moment on 104.5. We do still have a crash on I-95 North at Emerson. It looks like you're starting to back up a bit just south of there, but thankfully most of the delays are gonzo. Swimply, you going to do that, by the way?
I don't think so.
You don't want to be in some stranger's backyard and...
I think I would be fine renting someone's pool. Okay. I don't think I would be fine renting my pool.
No, same here.
Right? The liability.
Yeah, I think the liability and just I only like when we're in our backyard. I don't want strangers in my backyard.
Yeah, even if it was financially lucrative.
Yeah, it's just a me thing. I'll go make money some other way.
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
Not just so much here.
I've heard of people renting out their backyards as well for camping.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get that there's a business side of it, but I do wonder about the liability. That does, it worries
yes.
you. I mean,
yes.
you need fence, you need protection just to protect your own kids. I mean, the pool that Chandler said that she did the story around had the protective kids screen around it,
right.
which, when you have young ones, you need to have something like this, some guard, whether it's the screen or some other audible alarm or something like that. So I don't want to go.
So just to be clear, she did not fall into the pool, right?
Yes, she did not fall in. Didn't even have a slip because of Pilates. Thank goodness. So she's a darn good reporter.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she is.
All right, introduce us to who's next. I love this.
So we have joining us Tiana Alvarado, and Tiana got some tickets to a concert that many people would, I want to say, die for, right? Yeah, they would do a lot of things for some out saying. So for the upcoming Taylor Swift concert in October in Miami,
yes,
and you promptly gave them away.
Yes. So it's almost impossible to get these tickets.
Right.
So I literally had a friend that I haven't seen in 30 years register for a code to get me a code. I had another friend that's not even a Swiftie. Long story short, we managed to get tickets on the day they went on sale almost a year ago.
Okay. Dare I ask how much you spent?
$280 for
each?
Both tickets.
Oh, for both. Okay.
So the price.
That's it?
Well, the actual face value pricing is very affordable. The thousands that you're hearing about is the resale market, and which is the only way to get tickets at this point. So because of a trip I'm taking with my mom that was changed three different times, I can no longer attend on October 20th. So I had every friend that I know try to buy my tickets. And then I had posted them to try to trade Saturday tickets because I can go Saturday. I can't go Sunday. I literally had people messaging me and offering me $4,000 for both those tickets. And I can tell you I was so tempted.
But you didn't do that.
No.
Why
so
not?
Instead, I'm very obsessed with Rags to Riches Animal Rescue in the Tampa area. That's where I'm from. And they have the cutest little mascot kitty called Wisp. Who's a stinky kitty, but that's a whole other story.
A stinky kitty?
They have a book too. I love
Smelly
you even
cat.
If you're stinky. So I thought the best thing I could do is donate these tickets to help them fundraise. And they started the fundraiser about a little over a week ago, and it has already raised over $27,000.
Holy cow, that's incredible.
Yes, I'm
good
so happy.
And good for them.
Yes, it's a minimum, it's a $1 ticket, minimum $10, and we are actually in talk, and I say we, I feel like I'm part of them, but I'm really not. I just donated the tickets because I wanted to help animals. We are in talks with a major hotel chain to donate two hotel nights to include with the tickets. So not only will the winner get two tickets, they'll have their hotel covered, all they have to do is get there.
Wow.
So how do people now get a chance? So say somebody here wants to go
yes.
to the concert in Miami. How do they participate?
So Rags to Riches is on all the social medias, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. So if you find them on any one of those, they are posting there with a link to the exact entry. And you can just click on that and choose 10, 20, 30, or just keep donating. I'm hoping we can finalize the major hotel chain by the end of the week, and that could do a final push. I would love if these tickets could get them $50,000. I mean, if we got 27,000 already, just imagine with, just under 2 weeks left. So
each ticket is a dollar,
yes.
and each ticket is an entry
yes.
into the random drawing
yes.
for the tickets.
So we're going to have an event on July 12th. It's going to be at PDQ in Tampa. I'm going to be present with the team and with Wispy, the stinky cat.
Smelly cat.
Which literally, last time they had a book signing, they sold out the Barnes & Nobles and they raised over $5,000. But we're going to be there live to do the drawing and pick the winner on July 12th, I think at around 8 p.m. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Oh, I'm so sorry. They don't want people to know the cat's going to be there because when the cat's present, everybody goes wild.
Well, now the cat's out of the bag.
Oh, my God, another pun.
Even better. You planned that one, too, didn't you?
No, I didn't. That pun is dedicated to Rich Jones, king of the puns.
What does Rags to Riches mean to you, this animal rescue? You know, here in Jacksonville, we have so many different, and we just had a mega pet adoption over the weekend. So ACPS was involved, Jacksonville Humane Society was involved. Hopefully many of those animals, dogs and cats, now have their forever home. In this case, it's the animal rescue in Tampa called Rags to Riches. How did you first connect with them?
It's so funny. I have no idea. I have no idea how I found them. They've only been around just under 2 years in 2022. And what happened is when Wisp was born almost a year ago, July 24th, they created a TikTok page the beginning of August and they filmed this little cat and its little meow. And the page went viral overnight. They had over 1 million followers. And then People Magazine did a story on them. Like, it exploded overnight. So that one little video with this cat, I need to send it to you. And I can send you a book if you would like so you can have it. Oh, good. You're looking. He's adorable.
Yeah, we're looking at Wisp right now. My goodness. That's adorable.
Well, it's a she. I'm sorry. She was born without a butt. So they had to give her surgery and, like, repair her colon so she could go to the bathroom, which is why she was stinky. And the reason her face is so dirty and messy is because she literally dives into her food bowl and it's the cutest thing. So she's become popular and really helped the rescue because she's so adorable. But so that's how I got involved.
That's really cute.
But the founder is only 25 years old. She has been involved in animal rescue her whole life. And this was actually the beginning of 2022. Her best friend passed away. And her best friend always wanted her, to have her own rescue just because this was her passion. So she decided to start it in 2022. And it wasn't supposed to be as big as it is. But once that Wispy went viral, now...
And now you throw a couple of Taylor Swift tickets and maybe a hotel stay as well.
Yes.
They can put a lot of that money to good use, I would imagine.
Yes, yes. They're trying to redo their catio right now.
Okay.
So if you know anybody who can donate, you know... wood, labor, anything. But yeah, so I'm very excited. I'm honestly I never thought that these two tickets that cost me $280 could raise so much money. And I so appreciate you having me here to help them.
It's a good thing that you're doing. And again, how can someone purchase or get involved in this drawing for the tickets that ultimately will be given out July 12th?
Yes. Just social media, Instagram, TikTok, or Facebook, Rags to Riches Animal Rescue in Tampa. And they will have the link on there to click so that you can buy raffle tickets.
All right, Tiana, we appreciate the update. Tiana Alvarado, who we're connected with because we get the joy of working with her brother. Is he the older or the younger brother?
He is the older, but I'm the mature, responsible one.
Is that it?
And the brains and the looks.
We won't tell him that.
He's the Danny DeVito.
Full agreement across the board.
Arnold Schwarzenegger of twins.
I love it. We've enjoyed having you here, and even you shared that story off the air and on the air. I love it. I figured I'd be like, hey, tell us all the stuff that you can dish on Julio off the air. No, you'll just bring it all on the air. That's sibling rivalry. We love it. Best of luck and congratulations.
So
good work that you're doing, Tiana. Appreciate it. Tiana Alvarado on Jacksonville's Morning News. Look at a little Wispy there. I love it. Head to the Rags to Riches Animal Rescue in Tampa, and you can drop... so cute. You can grab any number of tickets. 10 for 10 is probably going to be the best option. And take your kids to see, or maybe take your spouse to see Taylor Swift this fall, 9:29 on Jacksonville's Morning News.